Today's Mishnah is our Masechta Shvi'is, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel and Perek Beis Mishnah Dal. So today's Mishnayos are going to continue where yesterday's Mishnayos left off, and that is discussing the laws of Tosfos Shvi'is, specifically the idea that although there is an Isser of Tosfos Shvi'is, but at the same time, the Rabbanon limited the dinim of Tosfos Shvi'is to things that one is not allowed to do on Shvi'is itself, midday rice. But something that's only usher on Shvi'is, midrabanan, there is no halach of Tosfos Shvi'is. Meaning, in theory, you could have thought that called a tikkun rabbanon ke in day rice a tikkun. So when the rabbanon made a takkun, they said there are certain malachas that are really mutter on Shvi'is, but we're telling you, you cannot do. They would have said you can't do it on Shvi'is, and you can't do it during Tosfos Shvi'is either. And that's the chiddush of these Mishnayos, that when the Rabbanon impose their melachas that you're not allowed to do on Shvi'is, they only impose it with related to Shvi'is itself, but they never imposed it with regards to Tosfos Shvi'is. So the Mishnah is going to give more examples of things that you're allowed to do during Tosfos Shvi'is. Says the Mishnah, Misaklin ad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to remove stones from a field up until Rosh Hashanah. So that was a melacha per se, but at the same time, a malacha that you're allowed to do on Shvi'is, and as a result, there's no Tosfos Shvi'is up until Rosh Hashanah, up until the day Shvi'is starts. This is something that you're allowed to do. Additionally, mekarsimit, you're allowed to prune a tree. So to prune a tree is to cut off the dead branches from the tree. It makes the tree stronger and healthier, and that's something that's considered a malacha. However, only asa midrabanan, and because it's only Aser midrabanan, so it's for that reason it's going to be mutter up until this man of Shvi'is itself. Mezardin, you're allowed to thin a tree by removing some of its branches. Mefaslin, so the Rav says mefaslin is miloshem psoilus. You're allowed to remove the psoilus. These are parts of the tree that have decayed, they've gone bad. So you're allowed to remove those ad Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah. Again, these are all things that are only asam midrabanan, and as a result, there's no law of Tosfos Shvi'is. Rabbi Yeshua says that as it relates to being mezared umefasal a tree, again, mezared means you're thinning off some of its branches. Mefasal means you're removing some of the parts of the tree that went bad. So as it relates to these two things, so kizeruda ukepisula shel chamishes kach shel shishes. What does Rabbi Yeshua mean? That just like in the 6 year, sometimes somebody would be mizared umefasal the branches from trees that grew during the 5th year, so too during the Shemitah year, in the 7th year, you'd be allowed to be mizared umefasal some branches that grew during the 6th year. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua is saying that mizardin umefaslin is not only mutter up until Rosh Hashanah, but these are things that you're actually allowed to do during Shemitah itself. Rav Shimon says, "Kol zman shani rashoi b'avodah sa'ilon, rashoi ani b'fisuloi." That as it relates to being mefasal a tree, this is not a hefkervelt. It's not something you're allowed to do during Shvi'is. Not only is it something you're not allowed to do during Shvi'is, but it's not even something that you're allowed to do up until Rosh Hashanah. What is the halacha? As long as I'm allowed to do avodah sa'ilon, as long as I'm allowed to work in a stei ha'ilon, so then the halacha is I'd be allowed to be mefasal. But once I can't work in a stei ha'ilon anymore, I won't be able to be mefasal. Up until when are you allowed to work in a stei ha'ilon? That was the first mission of the Masechta up until Shavuos. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, I'd be allowed to be mefasal only up until Shavuos. In other words, if you look at the Mishnah more carefully, there's really three shittas in the Mishnah as it relates to this idea of being mefasal a tree. According to the first sheet of the Tanakam in the Mishnah, you're allowed to do it up until Rosh Hashanah. So you can't do it on Shvi'is, but there's no Tais of Shvi'is at all. You can do it up until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yeshua said, mezardinu mefaslin shel chamishes the shishes, so too you could do shel shishes b'shvi'is, meaning you're even allowed to do it on Shemitah itself. Reb Shimon says, you certainly can't do it on Shemitah. You can't even do it up until Rosh Hashanah. Reb Shimon is the most machmer. Reb Shimon holds that you're only allowed to do it up until Shavuos. Mishnah Dalet. Mizamin es hanatir. So the Rav says two pshatim, and what mizamin means, we'll mention one, and that is that you're allowed to take zevel and put it by the trunk of the tree when the bark of the tree is peeling. The Rav says another pshat, but that's one of the pshatim that he says. This was something that farmers would sometimes do. And again, this is something the Mishnah says you're allowed to do. Up until when? The punchline is going to be up until Rosh Hashanah. V'korchen oisai. You're also allowed, here too, the Rav says two pshatim what this means. One pshat the Rav says is you're allowed to wrap the tree. You're allowed to wrap it to protect it from the elements, from the heat and from the cold. V'koitmen oisai. Here too, the Rav says two pshatim. And the one pshat that the Rav says is that you're allowed to put ashes around the roots of the tree to keep it wet. For oisin lehem batin. Here too, the Rav says, tupshatim, what this means. You're allowed to make houses for them. What does it mean, houses? So one pshat is you're allowed to build like little houses around them, again, to protect them from the elements. Mashkin oisim. Here there's only one pshat. You know what mashkin means? You're allowed to water the trees ad Rosh Hashanah, up until Rosh Hashanah. But Lazar Batzadik Gomer, Lazar Batzadik says, af mashku es hanoif b'shvias. There is a way for you to be able to water a tree on shvias. How is that? If you water the branch of the tree, avaloya se'ikr, not the root of the tree. And the reason this is mutter is because you're doing it with a shinoi. The typical way of watering a tree would be to water the root of the tree. But if you're going to water the branch, and then the water is going to go memela from the branch onto the root of the tree, that's something that is going to be mutter. So again, a machloikis, whether you're allowed to water potentially a tree on shvias. So you know you're not allowed to do malacha in a field on shvias. When you think of malacha, the first malacha that comes to mind is probably watering a field, right? But really, there is a tzad that you can even water a tree on shvias. It's the sheet of Rav Lazar bar Tzadik. As long as you do it with a shuni. If you mashke the noif of the tree, so then the memela, that's something that's going to be okay. What was the theme of today's Mishnayos? The theme was that whenever there is something that you're not allowed to do on shvias, but you're only not allowed to do it on shvias midrabbanon, so in those instances, the rabbanon were mekel, and they said that during the zman of toisvishvias, it will be mutter.